Welcome back to the Captain's Log. Dr. Dahl is going to tell me about the keto diet today,
yes,
sir.
Oh, yes. Yes, great.
I know we
great
had some conversation
today.
Before about it, but today you got to go deep diving into
deep
it.
Deep diving about everything you wanted to know. You want to know about the keto diet, all the questions. I mean, we got a lot of questions.
I don't want to know.
And things that you don't
want to
know.
You probably got a lot of that, too.
You know, what I love about the keto diet is that you cannot have the cake and you cannot even eat that cake.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, you know, you cannot even buy the cake or anything about cake. No cake.
No smell.
No smelling of the cake even.
Yeah.
So today, a great show. I mean, we wanted to really dive in deep into the keto diet. What does it mean? We'll talk about energy, how it works, and the pros and the cons.
By the end of this, we're going to be in ketosis.
Completely. We'll take a right here,
okay.
Captain Brian.
Okay.
So I know we had a lot of questions coming from the audience about keto diet. You know, it's the hottest topic. If you Google the number one Google question,
that's why we got so many damn questions.
The number one Google question in 2018 was, what is the keto diet?
Yeah.
So that's what people care about. 2018, 2019, people are still asking a lot of questions.
I thought they were asking about how they can get Captain Brian's vodka.
Right.
Son of a bitch, it's not that? I swear, it wasn't?
Oh my God, it should be. It should be. And we'll talk
about... It's probably right up there. It's right.
And by the way, I mean, your vodka is carb-free.
That's right. It's keto-friendly.
It's keto-friendly.
It is. And the gin... The gin and the vodka, both.
Yeah, fantastic. So you know, the most common question is, hey, can you explain that keto diet to me? Can you, in layman term, don't go into deep into, you know, medical terms about ketone, what the ketones are. And so essentially, Captain Brian, your body utilizes two forms of energy. The first energy is glucose, carbohydrates. The most common form of what most people use is glucose. So you have certain amount of glycogen in your liver, and your body utilizes that glycogen, converting to glucose, and that's what your brain uses, that's what you straight up, that's what your muscle uses and everything else. So that's, again, that's the most common form of fuel that we use is glucose. The problem with glucose is that we have ups and down. The problem with glucose is after we eat it, we feel like we are sluggish, we are tired, we're not ourselves. It's not very good for our skin. It's not very good for our body overall. It's not what we call a clean fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And we rather utilize fat instead of glucose. So when you do the keto diet...
Does it have the same effect? Do you get the same out of the fat as you do the glucose?
From the fat, it's like you driving, you know, an electric car. It's a pure, clean fuel that doesn't have all the side effects that sugar has. And you're shedding the there's no question, no matter what people will tell you about the pros and the cons, you are going to lose weight. With the
there's
keto
no
diet,
way.
There's no guaranteed you're going to lose weight. It's a guaranteed thing.
We should do. How long does it take before you really start losing weight?
Very good question. So on average, it does take 3 to 4 days to kick in into ketosis, into keto. And I'll explain to the audience how to do that, but it will take you 3 to 4 days. And after that, you're going to shed your weight.
Should I do a test from 1 week to the next, Tuesday
people,
on the captain's log?
People have done medical testing. You know, people did studies and they follow people that they gave them the same breakfast, lunch, and dinner that they were eating. So it was, and they follow those people. After 3 months, on average, a person lost 23 pounds. 3 months of doing the keto diet, and you lose. And remember, with the keto diet, you eat a lot. I mean,
right.
It's not like you're restrictive, caloric restrictive. So you do eat a lot, but you're not that hungry. And I'll explain to the audience why you're not hungry, why you feel like I'm full. I'm not hungry.
Okay.
So
your arteries are clogged.
No, not
really. Oh, that's not why.
Your arteries takes years to clog. It doesn't take 3 months to
clog.
I've
been working on them for
so
a long time.
You've been working, right.
Yeah.
So it does take a long time. But again, I want to explain to the audience, I love the keto diet as a tool. It's not a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You and I did podcasts about lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle.
Lifestyle is something for life. Keto, you cannot do 24/7 for years and years and years and years. It's very, very difficult.
I have a friend, he says, Bobby Kelly, he's a famous comedian in New York.
Yeah.
He counts his fats. Every time he gets fat, he says, I'm on fat number 3.
Yeah.
Then when he loses all his weight, the next time he's fat, he says he's on fat number 4.
Right.
So if you use the keto diet, you can go back and forth. I think that's what he likes.
Use it as a tool if you want to lose the weight, but then go on a lifestyle type of behavior that includes everything. So again, going back to the keto diet, how do we do that? How do you start the keto diet? So the keto diet, essentially, you have the macronutrients that you have. You have protein, fat, and carbohydrates. With the keto diet, you use about 70 to 80% of your macronutrients is coming from fat. About 15% is coming from protein and 5% from carbohydrates. So it's very restrictive on the carbohydrates. It's
so
very,
you can eat a lot of chicharrones.
You can
eat a lot of chicharrones.
You can eat anything that is fatty. Yeah. Now, again, my problem with that is that people really don't understand that you really need to have healthy fats. You cannot eat bacon all day. I mean, everybody likes a slice of bacon here and there, but not bacon all day. This is not
avocado.
Good for you. Avocado is fantastic for you. I mean, there are certain meats that are good for you.
Like what?
Have a good grass fed beef. Nothing wrong with that.
We use Braveheart beef. You know Braveheart beef?
No.
is genetically they did the certain cows.
Yeah.
And it actually reduces your risk of heart attack.
Really?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Okay.
It's a high end product.
High end.
A Wagyu and like that. Yeah.
So this kind of thing you can have. And what else? Can you have some veggies? Yes. So certain veggies you are allowed. Certain veggies are not allowed. So, for example, you cannot have potatoes with the keto diet. You cannot have even sweet potato with the keto diet. So anything starchy vegetable you shouldn't have.
You have zucchini?
You can have zucchini.
Yeah.
You can have cauliflower. You can have asparagus. You can have.
Do you have a lot of gas on the keto diet?
You do. You become bloated. And constipated as well. So again, and most people, the problem with the constipation, most people don't drink enough water.
Yeah.
So that's again one of the problem that people don't drink enough water. You really, really need to drink water, because with regular diet, when we eat, 50% of our diet is carbohydrates. Not with the keto diet. With the keto diet, only 5%.
Yeah.
So carbohydrates.
Can you take the fiber gummies, like the little fiber pills? That will they make you pass it?
Yeah, that will help.
Will that help?
So take extra fibers that are not from fruit and vegetables. Yes, you can, but plenty of vegetables like kale and spinach is allowed during the when you're doing keto diet.
Okay.
So the keto diet, definitely one thing for sure, you are going to lose your weight. 23 pounds in 3 months, still eating very well, it's not bad. If you do it over a year, you lose about 43 to 45 pounds. Again, these are medical studies. There was an Italian study, a Spanish study that they did that. Quite
can
remarkable.
You overeat on the keto diet?
Oh, definitely.
You
so
can.
That's another mistake that a lot of people do.
Yeah, people just gorge themselves.
Oh my God, I'm going to have as much as I want.
Right.
Again, if you have 5,000 calories, you have to burn 5,000 calories.
Yeah,
there's
right.
no way you're going to lose the weight. The scale will not change, because you're going to say, well, I'm eating only fat. How come I'm not losing weight?
Right.
You're not losing weight because you're taking a lot of calories. So again, take healthy fat. Take healthy calories in, but watch your calories also. When I say watch calorie, I don't believe in calorie counting at all. I never believe in calorie counting. I think, your body knows, how much you should eat and everything else. You shouldn't go crazy and calorie count. But your portions, in order to
Correct.
Go to keto, have to be right. Your macros, you really need to concentrate on healthy fat, some protein, and very, very little carbohydrates. But really avoid, processed food. As we talked about in your podcast many times, Captain Brian, avoiding processed food completely, avoiding refined sugar completely, these are not good for you. There's no single study that shows, if you have processed food, you're going to be healthier. There's no pro and cons here. It's only cons.
Right. Run me through a normal day of a keto diet.
Excellent question.
Wake up in the morning.
So you wake up in the morning, you're going to have, so unlike what I do intermittent fasting. With the keto diet, you don't do intermittent fasting, because putting yourself on the keto diet, it's equivalent to a fasting.
Non-stop,
right.
Once it kicks in.
Once the term
is ketosis, right?
That's right. The term is ketosis. So again, we go straight here. So when we talk about ketosis, what is ketosis? So your body is starting to break down fat. The fat goes to your liver making ketone bodies. Ketone bodies, there are three forms of ketone bodies. These are the strips. As a matter of fact, I brought the audience to see, these are the urine strips. So you make ketone bodies, you pee some of these ketones out, and one way to check if you are in ketosis.
You have to match it up, right?
Correct. You match it up, and you see here the purple. You want to be purple. So purple is ketone. And you can buy it, you know, at Walgreens, CVS, wherever you buy
it. There's a flying off the shelves these days.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Everybody wants to do it.
Everybody wants to do it. These are very important the first 2 weeks when you get into that ketosis, that to know where you are.
Every time you pee pee, you gotta
after
check.
You check. I would know when I'm in ketosis because I feel like
Because you're a doctor.
I'm a doctor. No, because of that.
But not
because
everybody that watches is in the medical field.
No, but
like
you would know that you'll have that energy, you are going to have increased energy, and you're going to feel full. It's counterintuitive, but when you eat fat, you feel quickly full.
Yeah.
With sugar, you know, you eat a piece of cake, you feel like I'm craving
something. Yeah, like Chinese food.
Right, immediately you want to eat
hungry.
More. Hungry. You leave the place. Let's have the leftover. You come home. Right. I know you don't believe in leftovers.
I hate leftovers.
But we all eat the leftovers. The moment we come home, we just ate like 17 dishes. Why you come home and you have that last bag? Because you still that sugar give you that you
rush.
Are still that correct the yeah. sugar rush, and you want to have another piece. That's why I don't believe in protein bars and all these bars, because after you eat it, you're still hungry.
I can't do protein bars because they're all soy. It has to be very
very unique ones.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. They make me sicker than sick.
So these are the ketone body that we pee out. So one way is to do that is to use those strips. Another way, there is you can buy it on Amazon. There is a machine that you blow into that, and it will show you acetone. So acetone is a form of a ketone body. Okay, ketone body, there are three types. One of them is acetone. Acetone, I'm not sure if you know, Captain Brian. You know, in the
nail polish remover.
That's right. That's a ketone.
So, really?
Yes, absolutely. That's one form of ketone. That's why people that do the keto diet have...
They can sell back their acetone.
They can lick their fingers and remove the nail polish.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Come on.
No, it has to be much more concentrated acetone, and that will give you a hole in your stomach if you get to that level of acetone. But we'll take a left ear, Captain Brian.
Left?
Left ear.
Okay.
So all this stuff... This is important. Why? Because you really want to know that you're reaching that state. The moment you reach the ketosis state, you're going to shed the fat. And again, I know celebrities like LeBron James and Kim Kardashian all are doing the keto diet, but they're all cycling the keto diet. They're all doing it for 3 months, and then they are doing Mediterranean diet, and which I believe in big time. So if you want to shed 23 pounds quickly, keto diet is fantastic for you. You are going to feel energetic.
And what about going to the gym? You can still go to the gym.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You're not. So the advantage of the keto diet is that you're not going to lose your muscle. Even though the amount of protein you're taking is not as much as you would take otherwise, it's not catabolic. Okay? It's anabolic.
Yeah.
Anabolic meaning it's going to grow. It will help your growth hormone to go up. Insulin will go down. Insulin is the hormone that helps store fat. We don't like to store fat. The heck with fat. We don't want fat. Okay. So it's quite counterintuitive. We'll take it right here. It's quite counterintuitive that, you know, a lot of people think about fat as making you fat. Fat does not make you fat. Okay. I want everybody to
listen. That's a new one to me.
Fat don't make you fat.
Eating fat doesn't make you fat.
Absolutely not.
Carbs make you fat.
Carbs, sugar makes you fat.
Sugar
makes you fat. Carbs make you fat. But fat does not make you fat.
I'm going to go eat some prime rib tonight and eat all the fat right around the outside.
Absolutely. But don't have the bun with that. You remember, that bun is the killer.
The bun
you
is
know,
the crusher.
The dessert is the crusher. All this stuff are... So again, how would you do that? So you ask, what is a typical diet? So for breakfast, you're going to have 2-3 eggs. You're going to have a piece of bacon. Again, if you have bacon, eat good bacon. You know, don't eat processed bacon. Most bacon is processed. So you want really the uncured bacon that you're going to have.
The nice thick slab.
The nice thick slab, the one that's uncured with no nitrates or anything like that. This is healthy. This is good for you. But the stuff you buy, you know, in the regular supermarket, not from the butcher shop, is not good for you.
Right.
It's all processed. It's absolutely not good for you. So again, you're going to have that. You can have butter, which is amazing. Okay, you can have butter.
That's nice.
Again, a lot of controversy about butter. If you look, there's something called the French paradox. The French paradox shows that the French people eat a ton of butter.
Yeah, but their butter is the best.
Their butter is much healthy, better than healthy ours. Butter.
Yes,
but still,
exactly.
And they have less cardiovascular issues than we do. And the explanation is maybe the way they eat over 2-3 hours. We, you know, grab a sandwich quickly because I'm on the run. I can't have time to eat it. So they eat it slower. They do drink, you know, a glass of wine. And the wine itself is not the thing that saves them. It's the fact that they take their time over 2 hours. And you know, their stress level is different. So it could be many reasons. But they have less cardiovascular issues and they eat a ton of butter. So with the keto diet, you can have butter. I believe in, you know, olive oil, things like that, avocado oil or anything like that. It is excellent for you for the keto diet.
What about grapeseed oil? I like grapeseed oil.
Yeah, you can have that.
Yeah,
you
can, a high kindling.
Yeah, you can have that. You can have that, no problems. Same with lunch. With lunch, you're going to have, you know, a little piece of chicken with half an avocado, with a piece of fish. You can have...
So you're going to have more fat, though,
Any fatty fish. So all the fatty fish, for example, you have salmon, you have mackerel, you have sardines. These are all very, very fatty and very healthy.
Salmon's the only one on that list that I could do, Doc.
Or sardines, the good sardines.
No. Not here.
No. If you go to a place like called Portugal... In Portugal,
exactly. Yeah, you leave.
It's a little far. It's a little far. It's about 8-hour flight, and you have amazing sardines. A sardine, each sardine is that big, nice. And they grill the sardines. Wow,
so nice.
Wow,
with and the bone come out.
The bone comes. Right, as a matter of fact, the smaller sardine you eat with the bones. The bones are nothing. It's amazing. And you know, mackerel, I mean, around the world, mackerel is a delicacy. Here, I mean, we catch a mackerel, we throw it away.
Yeah.
Around the world, the smoked mackerel is delicious.
It is delicious. But you also, in the cold water, they retain more fat.
Okay.
Here in Florida, they're much skinnier. So you have just the gamey fish without the additional, like in the winter, sometimes they're fatter.
Yeah.
But once they spawn and then they move and the water's warm, they don't retain that much fat.
Okay.
So they don't have that flavor.
Live and learn. Captain Brian, you see that? You see that?
Something
Live
I know learn. About.
Amazing. Amazing. So for dinner, I would have, you know, some salmon and stuff like that. Can you have some vegetables? Absolutely. So kale and spinach and broccoli and all these kind of vegetables, not a problem. But I would not have potato or anything like that. Obviously, there would be no dessert whatsoever.
No dessert
whatsoever.
You don't have a sweet tooth and do the keto.
No, you cannot be. You cannot be even social between you and I.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go and eat that? And that's a problem with the keto diet. You have to be strong. You have to prepare your meals.
Yeah.
You have to know what you're doing. You cannot go to a, you know, I'm going to a party, I'm going to do the keto. Hey, people are going to think you're an ass.
Right.
You know, they're going to say, what is that? I mean, you just want to eat that stuff? I mean, how rude.
Yeah. You know, it's like, and it gets expensive if you're in a restaurant just ordering that.
Just that stuff. Correct. It is expensive, especially very,
what
very
about
healthy.
Shrimp? Can you do shrimp?
You can do shrimp. You can do shrimp.
And like shrimp cocktail.
You can... Without the cocktail sauce.
Yeah,
the cocktail sauce is horrific.
No way.
So there's nothing good. Ketchup is bad for you. Yeah, the cocktail sauce is horrible for you. Mustard is great for you.
Mustard
is fantastic. Healthy mustard. Not the, you know, the cheap stuff.
The corn syrup is in the ketchup like crazy.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Ketchup is horrific. Drink plenty of water. Water, water, water. At night, after you're in ketosis and everything, if you want a little shot of the Captain Brian vodka, you can do that.
You can do that.
And stay, not all night. Look at that. He's promoting his vodka already.
I'm just saying, if you want to take a couple
all night.
It's okay.
This is about health.
I won't say you're cheating.
Health.
On the
not
diet.
About, I mean, it's unbelievable. He's always trying to stick something about the vodka. It's unbelievable. Captain Brian, what am I going to do with
I you? Hope everybody realizes how much knowledge they're getting right now. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Guys, this is the Captain's Log. Dr. Dollar is telling us all about the keto diet, and I hope that you're going to try it. And if you do, message us. Let us know how you're doing on it.
Absolutely.
And how much weight you lost.
Absolutely. I mean, please try that, but be smart about it. If you're not very healthy, don't do that. Consult a doctor. Send me a text message. Say, hey, I'm thinking about it. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? I'll answer those questions. No problem. You don't even need
to. And I'm not the doctor. He's the doctor on the show.
You know, he looks like a doctor.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Those, you know, I put a white coat on him. He looked like George Clooney. That, what's the name of that show? ER. One of these shows.
All right, guys. We're out. It's getting deep in here. See ya. Have a good day. We'll be back tomorrow on the Captain's Log. Don't forget.